is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Russia has detained a U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. The FSB, Russia's domestic security service, issued a statement Monday naming Paul Whelan a suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. It is day 10 of the partial U.S. government shutdown. Here's more now from AP's Shelley Adler.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had lunch at the White House.
On multiple fronts, the president's in a good mood.
President Trump wants Democrats to come to him on border security.
He feels like he's got to deliver on the promise of securing our border, and he's very open-minded about combining wall funding with other things to make it a win-win for the country.
The partial government shutdown could last into the new year. Talks have been at a stalemate for more than a week after Democrats said the White House offered to accept $2.5 billion for border security. Graham says a deal can be reached.
And I think we can get there if everybody will start talking to each other.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal has taken issue with President Trump's intention to remove about half of the U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
He basically traded away the biggest leverage point we have. If you tell the Taliban that we are absolutely leaving on date certain, cutting down, weakening ourselves, their incentives to try to cut a deal drop dramatically.
McChrystal resigned from his post under President Barack Obama in 2010 after he mocked key administration officials in a Rolling Stone article. Senator Elizabeth Warren is taking the first major step towards running for president. The Massachusetts Democrat announced on Monday she is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign. She's the most prominent Democrat yet to make such a move. She's also one of the most recognizable figures in the Democratic Party and a favorite target of President Donald Trump. Look for the latest on this end of the year announcement on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two people are dead after a bomb went off at the entrance of a shopping mall in the southern Philippines. More than two dozen others were wounded. Police later discovered a second bomb that had not detonated in another part of the mall. No group or individual has claimed credit for Monday's bombing. Election officials in Bangladesh say an alliance led by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has won a huge majority in Sunday's election, clearing the way for her to serve a third straight term. Violence between the ruling and opposition parties, which marred the election campaigns, carried on into Election Day despite heavy security throughout the country. 13 people were killed in clashes between opposing party supporters. Three men were shot by police who said they were protecting polling stations. Millions of citizens in the Democratic Republic of Congo voted in a contentious, chaotic national election. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Most Congo watchers predicted chaos would ensue as a sprawling nation voted in Sunday's long-delayed general election. And they were right. Perhaps nowhere was that clearer than in the capital, Kinshasa, where delays at polling stations prompted hundreds of angry voters to greet the head of the Electoral Commission with chants demanding his resignation. It has been, says analyst Stephanie Walters of the Institute for Security Studies, a worrying scene. The government has financed the poll itself and has been openly, vocally hostile to foreign involvement.
We've seen polling stations that opened late. We've seen polling stations without electoral material being delivered. We've seen problems with the voting machines.
The two top presidential contenders, ruling party candidate Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari and opposition favorite Martin Fayulu, voted in Kinshasa in the morning. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Australia says it stripped a suspected militant held in Turkey of citizenship because he fought for the Islamic State. Minister for Home Affairs Peter Dutton said Neil Prakash acted inconsistently with his allegiance to Australia.
Australia's a safer place not having Neil Prakash here. Mr. Prakash was intimately involved in the operation of ISIL in the Middle East. He was somebody who had been very prolific in relation to sending out messages of propaganda. In the end, Mr. Prakash is a terrorist, a murderer, and Australia is safer him not being in our country.
He became the 12th person to be stripped of Australian citizenship because of militant links. New Year's Eve celebrations have begun around the world, with Sydney among the first to ring in the new year. Later Monday night, a group of journalists will usher in the new year in New York City's Times Square as the time-honored tradition of the annual ball drop recognizes journalism and free speech. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio expects up to 2 million people there. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.